Media. News, sports, entertainment for public consumption. The media is corrupt. Maybe that wasn't clear. Let me say it this way. The media is satanic. Fake news is their main fare. To what purpose? To support their politics, their ideology, their worldview, their spirituality. Spirituality? Yes, spirituality. God created us as spirit beings. We can't escape that. The question is, what is the foundation of our spirituality? The media is controlled by people who believe in a secular humanist spirituality. Secular humanism is Antichrist. So anything that Christians stand for, secular humanists are bound to fight against. But aren't there good people in the media? Jesus said there is none good but God. This means that the motivations of man are generally and persistently evil. Wait a minute, you say, that's pretty strong. The evidence speaks for itself. Even local news stations play along with the fake news reports from parent networks. The sad thing is that there is a juggernaut in place. The local stations are controlled by the parent companies, which are controlled by the networks, which are controlled by boardrooms, which were educated in liberal, secular, humanist universities. We're being lied to. We're being spoon-fed. We're being manipulated by the media, and we are paying for it. Stop it! Yes, the media is evil. Joshua McCurrow, a reporter, says that a reporter's job is to communicate and create empathy. Creating empathy is editorializing, and that is what the people are sick of. Apparently, journalists are being taught to manipulate people. The news is what happened, and that's it. Even in reporting what happened, there is editorializing because you have to choose what you report. Every person could be made into a saint or a devil based on what information is shared about them. The news media is a filter to our world. It is not the truth. It is the media's story they want you to buy into.